from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Northwest Stadium. How do we feel?
These are the kinds of things where I don't begrudge it. I'm not bothered by it. I'm happy for the people involved, because what ultimately it is the organization, the team, getting some cash. I can't do it. I can't keep up with it. I don't care about like what branding associated with the brand. And we're branding our equity and our marketplace and our market share. This will increase our synergy. I don't care about that sort of stuff. It's a terrible stadium. Call it what you want. It's Nubs Field.
Well, but along those lines, I am really surprised, and I would even use the word impressed, that they got a deal done this quickly.
Yeah.
And not only that, they are going to make more money on this deal than on their previous deal with FedEx.
Which is wild.
The average reportedly is going to exceed what was approximately $7.5 million per year from FedEx. So you're approaching nearly $8 million per. And what a coup this is for the Hogs, the Harris Ownership Group and Company. Listen to this deal. The terms of this deal is reported today. It's an 8-year deal, okay? So if they are playing at the stadium through 2032, it'll be Northwest Stadium for all 8 of those football seasons. However, if, and I'm going to say when, but if they get a new stadium, Josh Harris had a press conference that I sat in on at the stadium on Sunday afternoon. And he projected 2030 as a legitimate, reasonable target for a new stadium. If they open a new stadium at any point during this deal, essentially, the contract's null and void, and they can get a new stadium deal with a different company willing to pay them more money, which would almost certainly happen.
You would think that would happen, yeah.
And with all due respect to Northwest Federal Credit Union, you know, whatever that is, I see banks all over the place every day. That's not one that I see very often. Nothing wrong with it. Take what you can get. I guess Grant and Danny Field, we didn't offer enough money. That's fine. I don't think we had to reach the $8 million per year number.
We couldn't get up that high.
We got close. And Odyssey put up a really good fight.
Yeah.
What I was told. I don't know what your people told you.
Because the longer thing was, it's one half an Odyssey that you're on, and it's one half Audacious. And that was too long for the stadium.
Correct. And also, it was an audacious ask.
It was an audacious ask.
For $8 million from us.
Yeah.
Which we weren't able to give them.
Stadium comes with the rewind function.
But $7.5 million per year was the old deal. They passed that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome job.
Pretty amazing.
I mean, that's money. That helps. That's all important in this process.
As and it really is amazing that the whoever's in charge of that, of getting that sale done, again, good for them. This doesn't move me emotionally one way or the other. But where you go, you've already had the big boss, Josh Harris, stand up and say, we're looking elsewhere. We're talking about 2030 for the new stadium. Nobody likes it. No one wants to be associated with it, and yet here we are selling for a pretty good chunk of change in cash someone wanting to be associated with it. Good for them.
I'm fascinated by a company saying it ranks dead last in every ranking among every NFL stadium. And in fact, there was a ranking recently done that I saw of every stadium in every sport. So it was the indoor arenas for the NBA and the NHL with NFL stadiums, and they ranked like 1 to 90-something. In the 4 major pro sports in America. And Northwest Stadium was dead last of all of them. That's not necessarily what you're looking for when you attach your name to something, obviously. But I guess it's the belief is, number one, you're getting it on the ground floor. You think that the value is X right now, and it's going to be X plus in a year or two. You believe in Harris. You believe in Peters. You believe in Dan Quinn. And, you know, they're not finding their north anymore. They're finding their northwest.
There it is. And you're not being associated. Obviously, your name's at the stadium, but it's less about a stadium association than it is about a brand association with something that's on the rise, a.k.a. the local Washington 53.
Yeah.
Right? Like, as you said it very well, the belief in the ownership group, the belief in the business and the driving. So all of a sudden, fans, if tens of thousands actually do go to the stupid stadium, then they see it. Television cameras, when they're there for everything, whether it be the regional Fox, the couple national games, nighttime games, whatever, all of a sudden, your name is right there. Less so about, like, we endorse this stadium, more so we're associated with
just a visibility.
The football thing. It's
and
a visibility.
You probably don't have a chance if you're a, again, I don't want to make it out like they're some tiny company. They might be huge. I just don't have much of a file. But getting the naming rights of a stadium in the NFL is a big, 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 big deal. You're probably not going to be able to do that in a lot of cities where the organization's relationship to the community is healthier. So you're kind of opting in at, you're buying in on something on the ground floor, in a sense. And it's a decent time to do that. We've seen other companies get in bed with the Commanders here over the last year or so when the going is not as good, but probably at a discount as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that the Patriots or the Steelers or the Cowboys or something that, you know, AT&T, for Jerry's World, is paying a hell of a lot more than $7.5 million per year to be on that stadium.
Right.
Which is a factor. I also found myself thinking about the Nats still not having a naming rights deal for the ballpark today.
Yeah, hard to ignore that.
And the story on that has always been that the Lerners, the owners of the Nationals, have decided, and I'm just going to use the simplest amount of money possible, that it's worth $1, and they've gotten offers for 85 and 90 cents or 95 cents, and they're just not willing to accept that because they think it's worth $1. The problem with that logic, if that's really why there hasn't been a name, is you're now 16 years into not having a name. So if you do the math on 90 cents, hypothetically, times 16, you've missed out on a hell of a lot of money.
You sure have.
And if you could get, maybe it's not $7.5 million for a ballpark in baseball, although the difference between, you know, 10 football games at max and 81 baseball games, I'd imagine the money is actually pretty comparable, mm-hmm. but I don't know what I don't know. But the idea that because you can't get what you think it's worth, you accept nothing for a year or two, maybe, over almost 20 years, you've left a lot of money on the table. And it's just hilarious to me that the Commanders, at a point where a lot of people don't want anything to do with them over the last few years, they went 2 hours without a name. They were FedEx last year. They didn't even start the season without a sponsor this year. It took them a couple minutes to find one.
And they recognized the importance of it.
And the Nationals, in a brand new ballpark starting in 08, who have won a World Series, who were a mainstay in the NL for years, at no point have been able to strike a deal for naming rights.
And
it's pretty amazing.
There's just this little thing, that just little voice in my head that says, if you think it's worth that, no one's giving you that, then it might not be worth that. That's just a funny little thing that I think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.